The leader of Lebanon's resistance movement, Hezbollah, has slammed the U.S. sanctions against the group, saying that they amount to an economic war.
When they place us on the terrorist lists, when they take punitive measures against us, it's because we defeated them. It's because we broke them. It's because we thwarted their plans. It's because we are strong, because we are proud, because we are capable, because we are defending our resources and our sovereignty and our peoples and our countries and our states.
Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah said Hezbollah can stand up against the economic war it is facing and emerge victorious. Hezbollah's leader said the resistance group might face hardships as a result of the sanctions, but will continue its efforts. Nasrallah added that the resistance movement is the main obstacle to the so-called U.S. deal of the century between Israel and Palestinians. He noted Islamic resistance groups have foiled Israel's plots with the support of Iran and Syria. Nasrallah said Israel is fearful of starting another war.
The Israelis are afraid and terrified from going ahead with any war. This is what you hear every day, that the Israeli army isn't prepared, the infantry forces aren't prepared, etc., etc. And finally, a few days ago, they brought the American THAAD system, so they don't have confidence even in the missile systems which they spoke so much about over the years and said that they could protect their home front.
Nasrallah said Hezbollah has grown stronger despite the U.S. sanctions and the assassination of its leaders. He called on Hezbollah supporters to continue donating funds to the group, saying the resistance thrives on popular support. Hezbollah has been blacklisted by the U.K. and the U.S. as a terrorist organization. Washington has also slapped several sets of sanctions on the group. Journalist and commentator Stephen Sahioni says the remarks of Hezbollah chief indicate that U.S. sanctions against the Israeli resistance movement have remained futile.
Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah gave a speech to show and to explain to the world, and especially to send a big message to the Israeli occupation and to the United States administration, that all of the sanctions that they put on Lebanon or on the resistance path, it's not going to work, and it did not work in the past. Until now, the United States did not get anywhere with these sanctions and this war. And it's a big failure for the United States, and only spending money for nothing. These countries, the countries of the resistance, are getting stronger, and they are trying, the Americans are trying by these sanctions, they are trying to make this, the Islamic resistance, and as I said, Syria and Iran, to make them weaker so they can sit on the table with the Americans under the Americans' conditions. But that's not going to work, because today the Americans are in the weak point, and the Israeli occupation in the weak point.